David Preisler, CEO, Minnesota Pork Producers Association.
Dave, let's talk about the news this week regarding the Trump administration and the steel and aluminum tariffs. There was going to be an exemption, potentially, with NAFTA partners Canada and Mexico on those tariffs, but we've seen things kind of go downhill on the NAFTA front this week, and as you look at how pork could be impacted by what's transpiring, is it alarming to you? How concerned are you?
I'd say extremely concerned. You know, especially as we look at the Mexican market. You know, if we look at last year, so in 2017, we actually shipped about $1.5 billion worth of product to Mexico. It was our largest export market by far. From a pound standpoint. And we also shipped about $790 million worth of pork to Canada, and they're our fourth largest export market. And so as we look at those things and we see, you know, what happened already with us having difficulty now getting into China because of the 25% tariff that was put on U.S. product going into China, it's really, you know, dropped the hog futures price about $18 a head. And if we get ratcheted into something like this similar, especially with Mexico, the consequences, you know, are not good. And so, you know, I think especially as we've added, you know, packing plant capacity, as we've added just plain production, we really have done that adding of capability to raise more pigs based on the export market. And so these things are, I guess, more than concerning.
Not that I'm asking you to give a marketing strategy, but given all the volatility and all this uncertainty, and you think about the third and fourth quarters to come, boy, I just don't know how many risk management tools exist that can help pork producers weather this potential storm.
Yeah, and I think as you take a look at that, you know, obviously hindsight's 20/20. You know, some of those best marketing decisions were probably made, you know, earlier this winter and even into last fall for what the futures market was offering at that point. You know, I'm certainly not in a position to, nor would I ever look at offering any sort of market advice because, you know, things obviously can really change. I do know that we've got a number of folks that, you know, have been using some of those risk management tools in order to try and manage some of that volatility. But, you know, I was at a hearing in front of our state legislature earlier this year, and I said, you know, at that point in time, you know, there's probably the two biggest risks that we have in raising pigs are twofold. You know, one is disease, and the other is anything that would interrupt international trade. Because we are exporting about 27% of all the pork that we produce in the United States and have been really dependent on that. But it's also a great thing because it brings money from other countries back into rural communities. And so we think it's a great thing, but obviously it does come with risk.
Anything else on trade that you want to make sure we cover today?
You know, I think the other thing is we need to make sure that we don't overreact on some of this. You know, we've already heard from from Mexico, that they would not put in these duties, you know, unless actually the United States implemented them. You know, so I think there's still time to work some of that out. And then the other thing, too, that will depend on is the mix of cuts that may have those duties applied to them. You know, if it's bellies, probably not a big deal. We don't export a lot of bellies. If it's hams, then it's a much bigger deal because it's primarily hams that we end up exporting now to Mexico.